Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Good evening, my angel friends. This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, September 14th. I'm very excited tonight. I have a very special guest this evening who's returning to the show, Joy Peterson. We're going to talk about receiving divine messages from those divine messengers. Of course, we all know my favorite messenger, right? Angels, of course. If you have a question about the topic for Joy or myself, you know the number is 1-877-296-0345. We will be doing, or I can do readings at the end of the show, so I just want to let those that are interested in angel readings that before we get going here. So I have a single prayer request this evening, a very special woman that I want to ask that you pray for this week. Her name is Cynthia. She's had a number of health issues, and doctors haven't really been able to find out kind of what's going on. So I ask that you send her prayers for a full and complete recovery. And, you know, everyone knows that I love the segment for the inspiring story, and this one kind of caught my eye today, so I decided to share it with all of you. This happened in the subway in Manhattan. There's a lot of people there. If you've ever been on that subway platform, certainly lots of things going on. But a 30-year-old gentleman named Delroy was standing there. Now, the corner of his eye, some of those tunnels can get these huge gusts of wind. And so he sees a woman with three children, one in a stroller. And the stroller gets pushed. So, of course, this would be a parent's worst nightmare. So he watches this thing roll. Nobody can grab it in time. And the baby stroller and all goes down onto the tracks. And so this man, Delroy, basically, with a train coming, jumps on the track and, reacting so quickly, was able to physically pick up the stroller, put the baby back up for the woman, and get out before he would have also, you know, sustained an injury or possibly even died. And so, you know, what Delroy said about it is he just really didn't think twice. You know, he has his own children. He just was very, very grateful to be in the right place at the right time. And so sometimes those seconds make the difference between life, you know, life and death. And so I just want to give a shout out to that Good Samaritan for helping to, you know, avoid a really bad catastrophe for that family. Well, I don't know if you all had a very quick week this week, but it seems like it's just been one thing after another. So I'd like to share that all with you. You guys know that I'm pretty real, and so if you've all had a kind of week that I have, may you have a very peaceful weekend here. So, but let me go ahead and give this week's angel message, September 14th. Dear ones, the coming days will require a great deal of self-nurturing. Even if you have already embraced self-nurturing, you may find that you need to be even gentler with yourself. The energies this week will support deeper healing of the residuals of older traumatic issues. This is a wonderful process to participate in, but it may not feel that way. We wish to share with you about this process so that you will understand what may be happening for you at this time. Issues that you have released and healed are often visualized as a linear process that goes from point A to point B directly because of your human sense of time. However, the healing process is not linear at all. Deep healing is done in a spiral process rather than a linear one. Because everything appears linear, it can be easy to misunderstand when an old issue reappears in either an emotional or physical way. You may feel as though you are taking steps backward rather than forward. We wish you to know that this is not true at all. Each issue you heal could reoccur later as you revisit it for a final time. This situation is often called retracing. It can be an important aspect of completely releasing an issue at a much deeper level. Retracing will occur when it's time to finalize your healing. It's very important that you do not judge yourself if something comes back into your awareness or life experience. When this deep type of healing occurs, you must nurture yourself deeply as well. Though a full release of this type is truly a gift of the divine, it can be very easy to fall prey to victim ways of thinking. If you misunderstand the process, you can become fearful that you are going in the wrong direction when you have really arrived at the completion point. It's important that you're patient with yourself and give yourself the time to heal completely. You must recognize when you are going deeper instead of judging yourself. Many shifts like this are occurring within you this year in order to make room for greater divine light to express from within you. We are so excited about your growing light in the world and what it means for you to embrace your full potential. It only takes one transformed person to help liberate thousands of others. See your truth this week and feel our presence around you. As always, we are here whenever you need us and are only a thought away. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, I actually thought this was kind of not funny, but getting this angel message this week, just prior to the show, I've actually been doing that whole retracing thing all week. So it's kind of, you know, funny that they didn't give me the message. I guess I was just supposed to kind of go through the process and learn myself, but I'm definitely feeling much better. Well, you know, I have a wonderful lady with me this evening to discuss this topic of divine messages. Joy Peterson is a doctor of divinity. She's founder of Express Success and Express Success Network. She's a non-denominational ordained minister, licensed spiritual healer, certified spiritual health coach, and certified law of attraction practitioner. And, of course, my favorite, she's an angelic channel. She shares messages from the angels and others at her website. And she, of course, authored the book that we discussed last time she was on the show, Wisdom of the Guardian Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Joy back to the Angel Connection. Hello, Joy.
Hi, good evening.
Well, I am so excited to have you back on the show so we can discuss this topic that we both you and I know a lot about. And I know more people are wanting to connect to their divine guidance as well. So I'm very happy that you could join me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, dear. You know, I think we're both pretty, as I said, well-versed on, you know, divine messages, of course. We sort of get them all the time, don't we, when we're supposed to. You know, and I've been receiving messages, you know, since I was in child, you know, in my early childhood. So I was curious, you know, how long have you been receiving divine messages? Did that kind of start at a certain point, or have you done that your whole life?
I think I probably had them my whole life but didn't recognize them as such. But I would say I became more clear about them in 1994 when I learned automatic writing, which is the tool that I ended up using and seemed to be the most comfortable with in receiving those messages. But it came quite accidentally. But I will be honest, before that, I was really committed to the idea of really being able to connect with divinity in particular, because I wanted to know what was true for me at this time and what was appropriate for me at this time, rather than base my choices in life on things that may have been written or decided by people long ago. So I wanted it in the here and now. And so I think out of my commitment, I think it really helped me to access the divine realm.
Well, you know, something that you said just kind of touches on, you know, you've probably received divine guidance, you know, all of your life, but you didn't recognize it. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways, I think, that we can receive divine messages. And I think that, you know, a divine message could come in many forms.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, like, some of the different ways, and I'd love for you to add here, you know, is sometimes nature communicates divine messages to me.
Mm.
or, you know, I do, and of course it's an angelic vibration. I see 111 all over the place, or 444, you know. And, you know, you personally receive them, you know, more as, well, you can share how you receive your messages.
Well, when I originally started with the automatic writing and just sat and became an open vessel, and the information started coming in sentences, paragraphs, and pages. And what I would do is then meditate and ask questions and then wait for those answers to come through. And I found that to be extremely useful. But what Archangel Michael said in The Wisdom of the Guardian, when he gave me that book through automatic writing, was that the angels are talking to us all the time. And often they're standing right in front of us trying to get their point across, either by visuals or by speaking in our ear. But since we don't recognize them, and often sometimes we're so busy we don't even notice that there's something going on outside of the norm, and they're sometimes frustrated because we ask for help all the time, and then we don't stop long enough to receive it.
Well, and I think that's a really good point. You know, I think that angels are communicating. And so, you know, a lot of my messages that I've gotten for myself or others is, you know, trying to slow down a little bit. I'm sure that's inspired by the angels. You know, slow down and pay attention, you know, because...
Absolutely.
Because they are. And, you know, I tried automatic writing myself, you know, which for people who don't know what that is, it's really getting into a still point and not really putting your mind in it, right? You know, and you just kind of see what flows out.
Exactly.
Onto paper. And so do you still use that a lot as a method for receiving?
I do. I do sometimes receive messages audibly. Recently I actually had a client who was frustrated because he was explaining that he said, I don't really feel the connection to God that I want to feel. And in a moment, Divinity just spoke right through me and gave him a message elaborating on what his issues were and why he's having a challenge with that. And I was even blown away because I sometimes get them audibly, but not always. Automatic writing seems to be the simplest. So if I want to get a message, I can sit down at the computer or grab a pad of paper and ask a question. Or sometimes I feel like there's going to be a message, so I just sit quietly to receive it, and it just comes right through.
So I think, you know, if we're asking, you know, if we're asking for that guidance, then I guess part of it is to be able to slow down enough to hear the answer in whatever form it may be communicated to you, like you said, visually, or sometimes, you know, I'll get messages, like I said, in nature, you know, a particular kind of bird that I might see over and over again. And, you know, I actually got an angel message this week as I was kind of struggling. I ended up behind two cars this week that had 111 in their license plate. And so that just goes to show you, you know, and I look up and I was like, never seen that before. And there were two this week. And so I was like, oh, you know, and it was just them saying, you know what, hang in there. You're doing good. And it was just kind of neat that they were communicating. So there's all kinds of ways that we can see those. And
absolutely.
So,
you know what I feel like when you mentioned seeing something in twos, that's definitely one of the vehicles they use, is they repeat a message, and it might be the same message through the same tool, or it might be from several different tools. It might be giving you a message through a song, a movie, a billboard, an advertisement. Sometimes it's through a friend, you know, because sometimes when we're too close to a situation, we want the answer to be a certain answer. So we're too attached to the outcome, so we're not necessarily a good vehicle for receiving the right answer. So they might use a friend who is non-judgmental or non-attached to the answer, and then they'll speak through them. So they have a number of ways of communicating to us, but last weekend I got two phone calls from two different friends in California, one in Northern California, one in Southern California, and both of them asked me to come out and visit. So to me, the fact that it was two in one weekend, that there was a reason I need to go to California, and I took that as a message.
I'm glad you brought that up, because things, like you said, different things repeat, or we see a pattern, because angels use patterns a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those that are listening tonight, when we're asking for that divine guidance, it's good that, you know, if we're really open, of course, to any way that that will come. And another point you made, too, that I thought was wonderful is that even for myself, you know, my body has been a challenge this week, you know, and when we're in the throes of whatever we're going through and those challenges, it can be very difficult, you know, to get that audible message like I typically do when I'm doing the channeled angel message, or, you know, those things are obviously, you can't mistake that. That's very, very clear. And so as far as, you know, opening up communication with divine messengers, you know, what are some of the, in the people that you work with, certainly, you know, other kinds of barriers that people, you know, might have to receiving them, or feeling like that question's being answered?
Well, I think sometimes they intellectualize the idea that they think it would be nice to hear from an angel, but they may not really believe it's possible, or believe that they're worthy of receiving an answer. They might think, well, why me? Or they think they have to have a special skill set, like I can connect with angels, but actually so can everybody else, but they look at me like I have a special skill set, and maybe I might be predisposed or may have put a more of a commitment into being able to connect and communicate. It doesn't mean that anybody can't do it. And I think it's important to know that everyone has a particular way of listening or receiving that may be a little bit different. Someone was telling me the other day that they get a lot of messages and songs. So music is their thing. Music is not my thing. So that's not how I would get a message. They would use something that's familiar to me, something that's comfortable for me. You know, if I'm an avid TV watcher, I might get a message through television before I would say music, if music isn't my avenue. So I think they reach you where you are.
Well, you know, I think that's true too. And to me, having worked with angels as long as I have, you know, it's you know, they're very efficient. So I think they, like you said, everybody kind of receives differently, and so they kind of cater that obviously to the person. But certainly belief and feeling worthy to get that answer, you know, being open, you know, some of those things are what we've been discussing here for people who are listening, who feel like, you know, I don't have any communication. And it's wonderful to say, because I say this often too, you and I obviously are very committed to the path of facilitating that communication for ourselves, for the betterment of the world, for our clients. But everyone has the ability to receive those messages.
That's
so
for sure.
I think I really think that and that's why I wanted to do the show with you too, is just to kind of talk about those experiences and how you can really open that up. So desire, right? And commitment is probably the first step, and those things, you know, other things that we mentioned could be barriers for them. You know, are there certain things that you would suggest to people to be sort of in this, is there a proper frame of mind or a certain state that you kind of practice when you're trying to ask questions of the divine?
Well, in the beginning, I would think meditation was really the vehicle that helped me settle down and be open to listening, because the angels have said in general that we're so busy mired down in the noise of life that we miss the whispers of the wisdom that are all around us and within us. So by settling ourselves down in a meditative state, we open ourselves up to receiving more because that noise has settled down and there's room for more information to come in that's less busy and more inspired. And when we get out of our own way and we open ourselves to receiving, we have the opportunity to receive. But when we're doing, it's more difficult to receive. So it's stopping.
And kind of moving yourself into stillness. And I think also receiving communication, like you said, you know, in the beginning for you, you needed to meditate, really get into, it takes a little more effort in the beginning, I think, to get to a place of stillness to really listen and open to that communication. But it's like anything else, you practice, you get more, you know, you get better at it like anything else. If we're riding a bike, learning to paint or, you know, all those things certainly over time allow us to create that kind of space without necessarily sitting there, you know, meditating. But I think that's a very good suggestion.
One of the things that Michael says in The Wisdom of the Guardian is that people have a tendency to ask and then they don't stop long enough to listen to get it. So to get into that habit of knowing, first of all, that when you make a request, it is heard almost immediately. So there's not a lag time. They don't have to question, am I being heard or not? Just assume I'm being heard. And then say, okay, now they're trying to get an answer to me. It's my job to stop and listen and be still long enough to get it. So the practice may be being still and being still long enough on a regular basis to say, okay, they're receptive, they're open, and okay, now we can communicate, and then the person is really listening with a expectation to get a response. So they know that the thoughts that are coming in their head may be more divinely guided than the thoughts they would think out of the intellect.
And I think that's very good, you know, because if we ask for help and then we just go run full tilt, you know, we may not receive the message or that response, even if the response is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a wonderful suggestion. Well, you know, I work primarily with though I have other angels that will come in, but I work primarily with the seraphim angels. And I know that you work, you know, obviously with Archangel Michael and all of that, you know, but people may have the question is, you know, when they want certain kinds of help or certain kinds of message, do they need to really talk to specific kinds of angels to get those answers?
Well, I remember years ago there was a movie, Michael, with John Travolta, and I always loved the line he said, "It's not my area." And I remember asking Michael a question one day. I asked him for help on something, and he almost gave me that same response, which just cracked me up. He said, ask so-and-so. I don't know if it was Gabriel or who it was at the time, but it was not his area. And I realized they do have areas of specialization, and yes, if you want to study all the different angels and what their areas of specialization are, you can certainly go to them, but you can also go to God and say, I need help with X, Y, Z, and divinity will know who to send you at that particular juncture and just be open to receiving it. But you can ask for specific angels, or you can even say, you know, I'm taking on an art project now and I would like some assistance with the art project, so send me whoever has that art expertise. And you can have a whole committee created for you at your beck and call to help you with that project.
And, you know, and I do agree with you. I think that I haven't had the personal experience of someone saying that. I do remember that movie, though. That was a great movie. That's not my area.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ask so-and-so. What is it? kind of like the angel office building, right? Like, go down to floor, 13 to talk to Raphael or different things like that. But they do, and it's because they have so many different frequencies, certainly, and they do have different functions within.
You just mentioned something that I learned along the way. I think it was Gabriel, because it was years ago, where originally when I knew I was communicating with Michael, it was really clear. He identified himself. And then others started coming through, so I knew I was communicating with angels. But Gabriel happened to be around, but I couldn't connect. And I had to actually be recalibrated in order to pick up that frequency. So depending on where someone is at, they can communicate with angels at that particular level. And the higher the vibration of the individual, the higher vibration of someone from the angelic realm they can connect with.
Well, and that kind of, you mentioned sort of being recalibrated, and it kind of leads into my next question for the people, listening. So let's just say there's a listener tonight who's been trying to communicate with their angels, and really nothing's happened. Or maybe they become frustrated with the process. And I know we've given other suggestions, but for that person who just really needs that answer right away, and obviously we know that response comes very quickly, but what would you suggest to somebody like that?
Well, I think one of the stumbling blocks is they think they need an answer from an angel and it's going to come audibly, like they're going to hear someone's voice. And if they recognize that they ask a question and the next small voice they hear in their own head could be the very answer they're seeking, but they misconstrue that as their own voice and they miss the message. And part of that is because they don't trust themselves and their own ability to receive. But that's one way to tune in. And the other is to just pay attention. We don't pay attention enough to our surroundings. It's like, okay, I've made the request. The answer is being given. Now I have to notice it. And then be open to whatever the signs are that they're using at the time to communicate with them.
And if it's somebody who's just really starting, very interested in opening up those channels, like you were mentioning before with automatic writing, perhaps starting with something like that, because that was a starting place for you, might be another suggestion as well.
Yeah, that was really useful for me, but I think each individual probably has a specific method that comes easier for them, and they can ask for the guidance to actually be shown what's the best method for me to use to connect with you. And they might be led to a particular tool.
And I've had that happen too. Just I'm running around on the internet like I always do, and I'm looking for some particular thing, and through synchronicity, it's kind of like how people find your website, probably like they find mine. I don't know how I ended up there, but I ended up there.
Right.
And it's really, to me, and I believe it's the angels, bringing that person, to me. They may not know the path they got there, but they were just sort of rolling with it. And sometimes we have to just kind of go with it. And, there's all kinds of different ways. But if whatever way, all of you listening tonight, that you may be trying it, if it's not working, then maybe Joy's suggestion of, reveal to me, show me the best tool for me. And some people, the tool is like, there's lots of angel cards and things out there too. So sometimes those, I think, help people because they're visual too.
Yeah,
that's
a useful tool. I also, tonight was a good example. I was thinking before we got on the phone together that I want to be able to provide the answers that your audience is looking for, and basically said that to the angels and immediately was drawn to pick up Michael's book, open to chapter 10. I mean, I didn't look at chapter 10. I just opened right to the page that says how the angels answer your prayers. Now, in this case, that was the solution for me, and it was readily available. And it could be the same thing for any topic where all of a sudden a book appears and it's the answer to the prayer or question in a book, and they led you there somehow, some way, and you connected with that material.
Well, and I'm so glad that you gave that example. Or, you know, we weren't necessarily going in this direction of talking about, you know, the different ways that we can be led to something. And I've had that happen too. I've asked that question, and something just compelled me to pick up a certain book, and I'll go right to the page. That's real direct and very nice when that happens.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's obviously pretty obvious if you roll, you know, with it. And you know, something that I definitely wanted to talk a little bit about tonight, and I understand I got quite a few callers wanting readings, so which I'll get to you guys, as many of you as I can here after Joy and I are done. But you shared with me you're currently actually, which was the synchronicity in contacting you again, actually working on a workshop program that can help teach people how to receive divine messages.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been putting the final tweaks on a 5-day angel coaching program, which will be offered over the internet, and then I'll have be able to guide them privately as well to be able to learn how to do some of these skills. Because it seems like a lot of people are struggling with the same issue of trying to connect and get their own answers, so I wanted to provide a tool to help them to be able to do that with my assistance.
And I think that's wonderful that you're teaching that, because, you know, there's so much change going on, and, you know, we're talking always about this great shift that's happening right now, and more people, certainly, they can go to someone like yourself or me to get those messages. But, of course, I know you really well, having got the chance to visit with you on more than one occasion. We work to empower people to also be able to receive them themselves, of course, because there's,
yeah,
like you said, nothing unique about that. Everybody has that ability. So that'll be a very wonderful thing for you to be offering. So you have to let me know how that goes. And you mentioned something right before we came on the air that I wanted you to mention too. You're doing an angel cruise. I know angels love boats and partying. So
yeah.
What's that? When is that coming around?
We're doing an angel, we're calling it Angels at Sea, and it's a cruise from Bayonne, New Jersey to Bermuda. It's a week-long cruise, and we're doing angel readings and healings and offering a support for the soul, playful activities, a way to relax and rejuvenate. And the angels stress over and over and over again about having fun. And one of the greatest things that anyone can do for themselves, for their health and well-being, for increasing their prosperity, is to play more, because when you play more, you raise your vibration. When you raise your vibration, you can attract things easier. When you are playing, you are relaxed and you are open to receiving. And the angels are encouraging everyone in general to play more, to be able to vibrate at a higher level. And when you vibrate at a higher level, you can also connect with them a lot easier. So this cruise we're offering is on May 26th of 2013, and anyone can see more information at angelsatsea.com. And we invite everybody to come for healing, fun, peace, and play.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'd like to just take a vacation sometime. But, you know, you do talk about something so very true. You know, the angels have really brought a great deal of laughter, having fun. One of my favorite things to do is bake in the kitchen. It gets real crowded in there because they seem to love to bake, like be around me when I'm cooking, which is good because it means it's like they're almost like, infused angel cookies, right, or pies or whatever I'm making. But they really have helped. They've helped me lighten up a great deal because I wear a lot of different hats, like a lot of people, lots of things going on. But if we don't take that time, like you said, for play, and I like the point that you made about it, opening our energy up, raising the vibration, bringing us into more of that vibration of joy, which we've talked about on this show, in other shows that I've done. And so I think that some of those play times when the angels, I invite the angels, and like I said, we're cooking in the kitchen or something, some of those are actually my more memorable experiences of communication, because they'll get in there and they'll dance around with you and everything else if you let them do that.
They feel joy through us, so, and they know that the more we're in joy, that vibration helps everyone around us, so they're thrilled with that.
You know, and getting to sort of a final question, you know, for you before we kind of wrap up here. Are there, I mean, obviously, the I would think it would be very memorable having Archangel Michael come and dictate a book to you. Are there any other memorable experiences that you'd like to share?
Well, I know last week I was doing a clearing for someone where I was working on her family tree, and we were seeing a lot of her ancestral programming was based on rules. So as I was doing this clearing, and I saw how rules have impacted her whole family tree, and I recognized also how they've probably impacted all our lives when we've been dictated to because of society at the time, political structures, monarchies, religious bodies, parental, whatever, and how we've all been affected and harmed often if we're not fitting someone's rules. So one of the great tools I found was after I was doing this clearing and I was trying to explain to this woman about how profound this clearing is, because she not only got a healing, but so did all her ancestors at the time. But I felt compelled to ask. I felt there was more information that I needed to know. And what I find is really great is I can connect with heavenly bodies and get the information I'm seeking. I don't have to necessarily just wonder. So I asked, you know, what else is there about this situation? And one of the responses I got was that it was a wonderful clearing and all the people involved will benefit. But what I didn't realize at the time was some of those ancestors have reincarnated and lived on the earth now, and they too have a healing, and that everyone that they touched or will touch will also benefit because this programming was removed. So what I'm trying to explain is that just this happened just a week ago where I learned something from just doing my work and had the team right there being able to communicate and educate me further on what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and the benefits my clients are getting. And I just thought, this is just so wonderful to be able to have that access to learn and to have their feedback. Another situation was someone was asking me, what's the difference between awakening and an ascension? And I'm like, well, I don't want to give my opinion. I'm going to ask the angels. And it's wonderful to not have to guess, intellectualize. It's just ask. The information is right there. They'll convey the information that you need about whatever it is that you're asking at any given time. And I think that's a wonderful tool.
Well, it's a wonderful tool that I have great gratitude that, you know, I receive those messages so clearly. And, you know, why we are having this discussion tonight is just so people can understand, they can ask, they can receive, you know, that guidance and and benefit from it as well. And like you said, sometimes those things ripple out and actually benefit a lot more people than just, you know, than just yourself or someone that you might be working with. So, well, I have enjoyed our discussion this evening, and so grateful for you for coming back on the show. And so how can people reach out to you? Because you've got this Angel Cruise coming up, and certainly for those interested in your online workshop, sounds fantastic.
Well, if anybody's welcome to visit my website, expresssuccess.net, and through that website is all my contact information. People are welcome to join my email list, which has the cruise mentioned on there, has if they just register, they'll have access to any information that I am putting out. If someone is interested in a Get Acquainted call just to chat for 20 minutes, no obligation, they can schedule that online as well. So that website, expresssuccess.net, is probably the most convenient way for people to reach out to me.
Well, and I highly recommend Joy, everybody that's listening. So thank you so much, Joy, for being on the show this evening and sharing all this wisdom with myself and my listeners.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Well, that was Joy Peterson, everybody. And, you know, we're discussing how we get these messages and divine guidance and get those answers that we're all seeking. And so speaking of answers, I understand that I have quite a few callers in the queue this evening. So without any more waste of time, I'd like to welcome Michael to the Angel Connection. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, absolutely. No, I enjoyed the topic. I am a year new into this as well, so it was fascinating.
Well, what can I do for you this evening? Thank you for calling.
I was kind of calling for an angel reading, if that's possible.
Absolutely. And the first thing I see with you, Michael, is that there really are a number of very almost life-changing shifts coming for you. I don't know if you've had, because you do have several angels around you kind of helping prepare for this, kind of guiding you, as we were talking about tonight, to the right thing at the right time. And right. What they tell me is that I'm supposed to share with you that you're already much further along than you believe yourself to be.
Okay, yeah. No, I see that.
And so, you know, and they're all about empowerment, of course. But sometimes I say you can see, like, maybe you have a lot farther to go than you really do. So their suggestion to you is to really, you know, have that deeper belief in yourself and your abilities and, of course, those angels. You, like I said, you have really a guardian angel that's been with you since birth, but I see several new angels, kind of like your team. So when anybody has a team, that means that they're getting ready to really have a transformation. So
awesome.
I would expect your life to be very, very different, say by spring of next year, be in a really new place, a place also of joy and other things that, because you just have this very powerful energy around you, coming from you, not just the angels and all of that. And I really believe that you have something to communicate or share in your lifetime that will be very, whether it be a book, whether you blog, you know, you really will be inspired to share a lot of what you've learned with other people. So I really want to encourage you to do that as well.
Absolutely. And would that place also include the ocean?
Well, you know, certainly what they say about that is, you know, that might be likely, but I'm talking more of an inner place, okay?
Another winter here in Michigan, so it's just like, you know.
I know. It would be nice to have sunshiny skies and an ocean out your window or door, certainly.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and I'm excited about your journey. It's getting ready to really take off.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Michael getting ready to go through a lot of changes, good ones and very positive ones, which that's what the big shift's all about, isn't it, everybody? So it looks like I have Don next. Welcome to the Angel Connection, Don.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Don. How are you?
I'm great. Yes.
And what can I do? What can I do for you?
I was just wondering.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak up?
Yeah. I was just wondering if you have any messages.
Well, Don, you know, there. I can see that. You know, over especially the last couple of years, you've gone through some pretty challenging experiences, and so the angels are just kind of. I'm very visual, so sometimes I see things, but it's just overall feeling like you've kind of had a lot of hard work on your plate as far as life's concerned. But the angels that are around you and trying to help support and nurture your life, you know, changing and being much better than it has done before, you know, they really want to let me to let you know that they really are there, that you can communicate to them, you can gain strength from them, and they really just especially want me to let you know that you're not alone. But they tell me sometimes you can feel like you are.
Wow, that's so important. That is so true, because yesterday I was angry. I was very angry because I felt like I was alone. In fact, I was so angry that anger was kind of trickling down about a few minutes ago. I was kind of feeling it. I'm like, God, better not be alone. So, but which angels are around me?
I see a couple different angels. There are two that are kind of with you all the time. I see Archangel Raphael coming in from time to time for deeper healing. And what they want me to also tell you about these emotions, the anger, the things that you've been experiencing. Those things can be very frustrating, especially if they kind of come out of nowhere. And so what they want me to tell you is that a lot of things that have happened are trying to heal, that those emotions are okay, that there are often even, you know, deeper emotions, obviously, underneath the anger. But, you know, all of those things are trying to release, because we do carry a lot of those kinds of energies, things that have happened to us in our body. How does the body let go of that? Through our emotions. And so, you know, I think it's very timely that you called. I think that when you know that you're not alone and believe that you're not, because you're not, and you realize that, you know, these are things that need to be resolved and healed, and then, you know, you have to allow for that process. So you really are exactly where you may not want to be in that kind of a deeper healing at this point, but it's a good thing, and you have to go through that, kind of like going through the river to get to the other side. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
You have a beautiful heart, and I think that you have a lot of hurts and things because you do care so deeply. I know that not everyone has reciprocated that, but I do believe that things will be changing for you.
Thank you. Because, like you said, things have been so rough.
I know.
The littlest thing just, you know, just like, how can it get, you know? But definitely. Which two angels are with me all the time?
I see one angel. She says her name is Angelica, and there is a woman around you. I believe that she was in your family at one time, so I think possibly a grandmother, and she watches over you as well. Well, I really, you know, my heart goes out to you, Don, and, you know, things are going to get better. I know that they've been hard, but may the angels be with you this week and help you to heal those things and renew your spirit, because sometimes when life is pushing us down so much, it's hard to stay faithful, isn't it? It's hard to have hope. And so my desire for you. Yes, I know.
Years after year, you just changing everything. It's just like, when is this thing going to happen?
I know. Thank you, Don. Take care, dear. Well, you know, I'm glad that Don called into the show tonight. A lot of us have gone through a lot over the last couple of years. So to everyone out there listening who hasn't called, keep faith, and there's always hope, and you're never alone. I'd like to welcome Ellen next to the Angel Connection. Hello, Ellen.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, there's a lot of callers tonight, so I'm glad I could get to you as well.
I called because I would like a message from my angels.
Okay, Ellen. Well, first of all, I have to say that you're just darn near an angel yourself, aren't you?
Actually, no. I have some temper issues.
Well, it's what's inside that matters. It's okay. We all have those things that we're working on, Ellen. But inside, they show me that your heart is beautiful, even if there are things sometimes that really frustrate you about life or other people.
Yeah.
But the angels say that, you know, some things for you, this to really help you, and especially help you sort of manage those feelings, is something we were talking about tonight, which is to create some time for that stillness. And if you were listening to the show, sometimes that stillness is really important to kind of reset. And so they tell me that you really need to make, you know, yourself that priority, as well as, you know, instead of just all the demands of your life at this point.
Yeah.
You have this very, very beautiful angel, and I think, and her name kind of comes across as Brianna, has a very beautiful name, and she has this powerful, powerful heart energy. And so she, you know, our angels are our divine mirrors. They reflect to us, you know, sometimes qualities we don't see in ourselves. And that's why I think she initially, when we got on, talking about your heart with me. And so I think that's really what she wanted me to affirm this evening, is even if there are things that you, you know, that you think are your bad habits, or, you know, things that you wish you could change about yourself, she really wanted me to honor the heart in you and to affirm that for you this evening.
That's wonderful. And it's nice to know that there's an angel named Brianna around me. Do you see any other angels around me?
There, you know, I often can see other kinds of beings that are around, and sometimes when, similar to another caller we had tonight, there definitely is a family member with you. This is an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And he is pretty quiet, but I know he's been in your life, and it almost feels like somebody that was a family friend when you were a child, or somebody very close to the family, might not necessarily be a relative, but he was around when you were much, much younger.
Oh, that's nice to know. I'll have to think about who it may be.
Well, and kind of like we were talking about tonight, you might just get a little quiet and see what comes to you. But you definitely have a lot of support there, dear. And yeah, I see some positive things coming up for you, especially over the next 2 to 3 months, though time frames can shift a little bit.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for all the wonderful news.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening to the show.
Okay. Good night. Thanks.
Good night. Well, it looks like we've got time for another caller here. Welcome. Is it Ashiel?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello. What an interesting name, Ashiel. What can I do for you?
I just want to get a general message for my angel as well.
Okay. Have you had somebody in your family pass recently?
No, not recently.
Okay. There's just somebody that's kind of around you, and it may recently mean something different, obviously, to everybody. So I don't think it's been greater than 5 years. But
okay.
There is somebody that has passed in your family who thinks the world of you, almost like you can do no wrong, but she's just this bright light around you. And you have also an angel. His name is Diana, or not Diana, but Dion. And
yeah.
And he says that he supports a lot of your inspiration and ideas. I think that you're a person who often gets inspired or has these, you know, ideas that come to you. And so there's a lot in you, I think, to share with other people in your life, but I see you as being a person who's pretty open to do that all the time. What they want me to make sure to tell you is that they want you to really make sure that you're balancing your own needs with the needs of the other people in your life.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Because you're so generous, and you really, the people that you give your love to, it is like 310%. And they told me that in that way, you're quite like an angel in these people's lives. And so that's a beautiful thing, but it's perfectly okay to take a little time out for a shield and do some things that you enjoy. So I think they're suggesting a little bit of play, like we were talking about with Joy tonight.
Yeah, I do that, actually, believe it or not. But is there anything that can tell me in terms of my love life?
What they kind of say about your love life, about a significant person in your life, is that there are, especially this latter part of this year, they show me that there is somebody for you at some point that you're going to meet next year. So they tell me to have you be a little patient with that, because there's just some things that need to happen first before you guys come together.
Okay. Yeah, because there's something that I kind of like, so I'm not sure. You know, we've been talking, so I'm not sure if something's going to come out of it.
Well, they show me a new person. Not that the current person isn't significant. Everybody, you know, we all come together for reasons. So,
yeah.
But thank you so much for calling this evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we've had some wonderful callers, and I always try to get everybody as squeezed in as I can. But this hour, I always say this with the half-hour show before we move to an hour, that it always goes by so very quickly. But I'm very excited, especially in the month of October. We've got a number of very powerful shows that I'm lining up for you. And, you know, I'm taking off the show next week because I need to do a little reset myself. But I'll be re-airing a couple of my more popular shows at that time. Then the following week, and I know you guys are going to be excited about Michelle Hushin's coming back to discuss the topic of learning to live vibrationally. So I think that our lives are full of vibration, and I think that that'll be a wonderful topic that we'll all enjoy exploring together on that show on the 28th. Well, everyone out there listening to the show, that's all the time that we have this evening. Of course, I always have fun, like the angels want us to do, just discussing things that are relevant to the shifts and the changes that are going on for each of us. You've all been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. And until we meet again, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. I want you all to take care and have a blessed week.